Welcome to the Banega Swasth India podcast. Our focus is on creating a holistic and healthy India for each and everyone. Our goal is Lakshya Sampurna Swasthika, where citizens, individuals, society and governments work together to ensure health for all. India has been witnessing a surge in the number of coronavirus cases, and several medical experts have attributed the current stage to Omicron's mutated subvariant XBB.1.16.1. Omicron and its subvariants have been found to be dominating variant in India, with XBB being the most prevalent. The subvariant has been found in over 13 states and union territories in India. Several states are rolling out guidelines for the citizens for both home and their workplaces. I'm Ambika Singh Kama, and today we have with us Dr. Dhiren Gupta, Senior Consultant and Pulmonologist at Delhi Sir Gangaram Hospital. Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. What do you know so far about Omicron's new subvariant XBB.1.16.1?
We found that the past 6 months, we didn't have any major problem. And now this KBB strain, what is this KBB strain, what you mentioned, is actually the recombinant strain because of two Omicron. And now we have got this Omicron, this KBB strain. As per its tradition of the Omicron, what it is following its legacy, that it is more evasive to the immunity. So whether you are vaccinated or not vaccinated, all of them are almost behaving the same. One. Secondly, it is more infectious. Means if in a group, if RO is much more than the previous strain, and also it spreads fast, quickly, and also the incubation period is small. So there are three major differences as compared to any other COVID virus.
Dr. Gupta, how does XBB.1.16.1 affect the immune system, and how effective are present antibodies to fight the virus?
We need to know there are two types of immune system. One is innate immunity. Like if somebody approaches me and some infection or some virus approaches me, my body doesn't recognize it. So it will act in a non-specific way. We call it innate immunity. That it acts against every virus, every pathogen which is foreigner to its body, right? So this we call it innate immunity. Then once this infection invades the body, my body starts recognizing and start producing antibodies. So next time if this virus comes to me, so the antibodies and the T cells, there are two types of, you can say, immunity, both recognize this virus or bacteria or fungus and immediately start acting. So this is adaptive immunity. The present antibodies are not effective against this Omicron. And we call it, if this virus gets into the body system, it evades the immunity, it deceives the immune system, because the immune system is not able to recognize it, because the virus has changed its character. So that's why being an RNA virus, it's changing its character by mutation, by adding lot of new mutation. That's why my body is not able to recognize, and only innate immune system is acting. This we call it evasion of immunity.
What is the difference between XBB.1.16.1 and the previous variants in terms of the symptoms, transmission rate, and the severity of the disease? Could you brief us about that?
So what has been found that in Delta and Alpha strain, there used to be loss of taste sensation, loss of smell sensation. That hasn't been found in this virus. And even in Omicron, it was absent. First, secondly, in as compared to Delta, it didn't affect the lower respiratory tract. It means it doesn't have the pneumonia propensity. It doesn't lead to pneumonia because the cells doesn't lead to synechiae formation, and that's why it doesn't lead to oxygen deficiency. And that was the major difference. These are the two major differences. Otherwise, it has mainly affected the upper respiratory tract infection. Upper respiratory tract include nose, including throat, including pharynx. So that's why in small babies, what happens, small babies have got very small upper airway, and that's why it leads to blockage, obstructive symptom rather than inflammatory or pneumonia symptom. So that is the major difference between the previous Delta strain and this one.
Dr. Gupta, how effective are the current vaccines or booster doses against XBB.1.16.1?
It's a difficult answer because we don't have research, and there was a recently published some literature about 42 patients from Pune, and 13 of them were vaccinated, got booster also. So without good study in Indian context with Indian vaccine, it's very difficult. But in general, the antibodies are, you know, you require 18 times the antibodies produced by the previous infection to have some immune effect on this virus.
Is there a role of herd immunity and immunization in preventing XBB.1.16.1 and future outbreaks? Because we've seen herd immunity playing a significant role in the previous variants.
Say there are two types of herd immunity. One is vaccine-induced immunity. Second is virus-induced natural immunity. And so it is said that it's too better to have vaccine-induced immunity, because virus-induced herd immunity can lead to a lot of deaths and the cost is very heavy. Now, what happened in this patient, even if 80% got infected during Delta 1, but virus changes character. So the herd immunity, which was which happened due to either vaccine or because of natural virus, has actually no role in preventing the new infection, because now the new variant is actually the major antigenic shift has happened in that virus. The RNA has mutated and the structure has been mutated. So those antibodies which were made were actually belonging to the previous generation of viruses and not the new generation. We need to have good pace of research simultaneously going on. If any time a new mutation has come, which has got severe virulence and very highly virulent, then we may be able to develop that vaccine very quickly. But otherwise, I don't think that in future also we'll be able to prevent these viruses invading into the human body.
Now that we're in the middle of the mutated subvariant, could you tell us some of the preventive measures that one can follow to avoid contracting the infection?
One is get yourself vaccinated. At least influenza vaccination should be given to all the high-risk patients, one, because it is going to also increase the innate immunity that is going to help. Other routine vaccinations should be done in pediatric age group. What happened because of COVID, and people forget to give routine vaccination. There was an influenza outbreak, there was a measles outbreak, there was chickenpox outbreak. They were much more fatal than the COVID. And keep yourself fit, and in high-risk cases, in high-risk situations, just wear mask and a simple three-layer mask or N95 mask. So for brief period should be sufficient.
Dr. Gupta, do you think that COVID pandemic will eventually become endemic in India?
What we have witnessed over the past 2 years was pandemic. Now it's an endemic. Endemic means like an influenza. During rainy season, during the winter season, during changing season, they come and go. They affect the vulnerable population. So we also feel that now this may become endemic. So I think another 2 years, this will take in shape of endemic, because new mutation will come and every year new mutation is going to come. We cannot prevent them by the vaccination. So it will be a form of endemicity, which influenza has already taken place. Now it's I think next 3 to 5 years are very important. We need to keep close watch on this virus.
It was indeed an informative session. Dr. Gupta, thank you so much. That's it on the Banega Swasth India podcast this week. If you have comments, queries or suggestions on the topic we discussed today or issues you would like us to cover in future, do write to us on bsipodcast@ndtv.com. Remember, BSI stands for Banega Swasth India. You can also connect with us on Banega Swasth India handles on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and continue the conversation through the week. Till next week, this is Ambika Singh Kama signing off. Stay healthy, stay safe.